This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. Let's check in on the weather forecast now with Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, it looks like there's a mighty big storm in the Atlantic. Can you tell me a bit about Joaquin and its potential course?
It will have a big impact across the United States and in Canada. The real question regards its path. This system has been unusual in a number of different ways. Probably the biggest way it's been unusual is in how rapidly it's formed. Just as recently as 3 days ago or so, we knew there could be some type of system in the Caribbean, but we did not think that it would turn into a major hurricane. Well, in a matter of days, it went from being nothing to a major hurricane, and it's already approaching Category 4 status. Category 5 is the highest level of hurricane that's possible. This hurricane at this point in time is expected to have sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. It would need to get to 155 miles an hour to reach that Category 5 status. It did form an eye at around 8 in the morning Central Time today. The eye has been kind of fluctuating where it forms and then it goes away. You really need that eye to form to keep this thing going at a real high and strong level. But regardless of whether it reaches Category 4 or 5 status, it will start to move north, and then it will start to interact with a different system. That system is actually located over southern Illinois today. That system is moving into the southeast, and these two storms are going to interact in some fashion, and that's where things start to get a little bit tricky.
So what happens if they combine, and what happens if they don't combine?
Well, if they combine into one, that would be probably the worst-case scenario, because then we would end up with a storm system similar to Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. Now, Hurricane Sandy was a major hurricane. It was really big. We're not currently expecting something like that, but something similar where you take a non-tropical system in the Midwest and you combine it with a tropical system in the Atlantic Ocean. They combine into one really big system and eventually result in a hurricane striking somewhere in the East Coast, most likely somewhere around the North Carolina to Washington, D.C. area. That would be scenario number one. The other scenario would be where they remain independent systems. If that were to occur, that would be a better scenario for the United States because the hurricane would stay in the ocean and basically ride parallel to the East Coast, thereby preventing a direct strike on the United States. But regardless of which one of these scenarios happens, we're going to see a lot of heavy rain from South Carolina right on into New York City. We're looking for widespread 3 to 6 inch totals, and some areas could even see upwards of a foot. Now, to put that in perspective, if we were talking about widespread snow of 12 inches, that would get people excited. But we're talking about rain, so this is a major event, and it will lead to flooding across parts of the East Coast. That will also include some of the soft red winter wheat belt. By our estimation, around 20% of the soft red winter wheat crop could be affected. But again, either one of these scenarios could happen. We really won't know until sometime tomorrow, and maybe not even until Saturday morning. This would take place basically from today through about Monday or Tuesday, then it would all be over.
Thanks, Mike, for the update.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.